It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. When you see weeds in your yard, what do? You spray herbicides and poisons and consider the plants useless annoyances, right? Well, you may not be right in doing that. Lindsay Proxty says the pesky plants are useful and they are healthy. She knows what she's talking about. She's a certified herbalist who's given walking tours on edible plants, and she joins us now in studio to tell us about her favorite ways to implement dandelions, clovers, and other weeds into daily meals. Lindsay Proxty, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thanks for having me.
If you have a comment or a question, if you want to know what weeds growing in your yard are edible or in other places that you happen to frequent, 412-246-2002, the number to call with a comment or question. Again, 412-246-2002. First of all, Lindsay, my question would be, how can you tell which weeds are dangerous and which ones are poisonous and which ones that you can eat?
Well, the best way to do that would be go on a walk with somebody who knows plants and have them teach you, or get books out of the library. There's a lot of great books for identification of plants to tell you, you know, what ones have a look-alike or what ones, you know, you'd want to stay away from. So that's the best way I could think to figure them out.
Now, I really love the idea of this. I mean, we're living in tough times. You know, here's you know, some people are going hungry because they can't afford to eat. Now, here's food, free food that's growing that you can pick and eat. But my one concern would be that if you make one little mistake, if you mistake one plant for another, you could end up doing a lot of harm to yourself.
You definitely need to know what you're picking before you do it. Now, there's a lot of them are really easy, like dandelion. Everybody knows dandelion. And once you learn a few plants, you'll start to realize that a lot of them don't have poisonous lookalikes. There are a couple, but a lot of them are, you know, pretty easy to figure out once you've looked at them and someone has showed you what they are.
My brother was in the Boy Scouts, and I seem to remember him mentioning that they were taught, you know, how to cook up a dandelion, you know, if they were, you know, stuck somewhere and they needed food. But how do you do that? That does not sound like a really appealing thing. So how do you dress up a dandelion for consumption?
I've heard of a couple different recipes. I just throw, you know, the young leaves in a salad and you can eat. You can eat the flower tops just as they are. It's a little bit bitter.
What do they taste like? Bitter?
It's a little bit bitter, but it's not terrible.
really selling the dandelion.
You know,
it's not terrible. Dandelions.
It's good. Once you throw it in a salad and mix it in with some other stuff, usually it blends in pretty well. Other people I've heard have taken bacon grease and put it on top of the dandelions and eating them that way, which bacon grease makes everything delicious.
Right, unless you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, this is true. The roots of it, people roast and make coffee out of and mix it with regular coffee or chicory root coffee.
Does Pennsylvania have a lot of indigenous edible plants?
They have a lot of indigenous plants. A lot of your weeds have been brought here over the years. So they're pretty abundant. The abundant ones are more considered invasive. So the dandelions, your chickweeds, your violets, which I think violets are native to here.
Let's go to a caller at 412-246-2002, Amy in Bloomfield with a question. Hi, Amy. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I have a question. I've recently read in a book that was written locally by some nuns, I think, that May apples are edible, but you have to wait for the apple to turn bright yellow.
Yes, they are poisonous all year long until the fruit turns yellow. And then you can, I've heard of people making jelly out of them, but you don't want to eat the seeds because the seeds are poisonous. So you have to gather a lot of them, which is kind of hard because a lot of squirrels and things like to eat them.
So unless you're Johnny Appleseed and you know you know what you're doing, don't avoid the seeds. What is the nutritional value in weeds compared to the fruits and vegetables that we buy in grocery stores?
It's quite high. I know stinging nettle that grows all over the place.
What is that?
It stings you. It has formic acid in it. And
just to the touch?
Just to the touch. But if you can get past that, you can steam it or once you dry it out, the stingers disappear. And
you have to put some gloves on, maybe?
Yeah, gloves would be best, but it won't hurt you.
But then what happens when you put them in your mouth? I suppose after you steam them?
Once you steam them, the stingers kind of fall over and you can eat them. But they have higher nutrient content than spinach.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Your dandelions have a lot of potassium in them. Violets are really high in vitamin C.
But, so hopefully Popeye knows about that.
Yes.
If it's more nutritious than spinach. When I was a kid, sassafras. We used to try to make sassafras tea.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a wives' tale, or is it really?
No, it's good for you. It's a cleanser. It helps like a blood cleanser. They use it in a spring tonic a lot of times. People will go out and make it in the spring to kind of clear out all their system after winter. And it tastes really delicious.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I don't think we ever did it successfully, but that's probably why my mom encouraged us to go. Why don't you go look for some sassafras and make some tea out there? Could this, but in all seriousness, we're having a little fun with this, but but could this be an option for people with lower incomes to obtain easier access to healthier food?
It could be if you had, the space, a nice yard that hasn't been sprayed or anything, or an area of woods that are pretty clean to go out and pick. You can pick a lot of dandelion leaves when they're at their height. You can pick a lot of dandelion flowers. So, it would work to get, more of a supplement in with some other stuff.
And what about the healing power of herbal medicine, herbal foods?
Well, most of the ones you can eat also have herbal properties. The idea is taking food as medicine. So you're eating it and you're getting all the nutrients, which are just good for you. The bitter taste of dandelions, which I keep bringing up because they're just the most obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It stimulates your digestion and helps you digest from salivating more to breaking down food better to just processing things better and absorbing more just from the bitter flavor of them.
It's just better for your whole system.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea would be for people to get educated about this. And do you lead any, very quickly, we're running out of time, but do you lead any classes, or how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more?
I have a Facebook site, Compass Rose Herbals. You could go on and get a hold of me through there. I've done plant walks through the Delmont Public Library, and I'll be doing another one, I think they're in the fall maybe, and going to try and do some more coming up here.
And I think we can put a link to your information on our website. Yes, we can, at WESA.FM. So that's where you go to find out how to get a hold of Lindsay Proxty, who is an herbalist, a certified herbalist, and shared a lot of information with us. Thanks so much, Lindsay. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. We're out of time. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.